Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. This is the 1117th episode. The telephone number to listen is 323-870-4174. That is 323-870-4174. And please press the number 1 in order to talk to the host. To listen on the internet, please type in www.blogtalkradio.com. That is www.blogtalkradio.com. And type in the title of this show, which is Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. That is Peripheral, P-E-R-I-P-H-E-R-A-L, Visions, V-I-S-I-O-N-S, by Antonia, A-N-T-O-N-I-A, Batts. B-A-T-T-S. Select either under live shows or title the title of the show, Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts, and you can listen also to review previous shows. Tonight's show is titled Shootings by Children of Themselves and Others. Where do children get these guns from? Also, United States Democratic candidates, top 5 or 6 presidential contenders for 2020. Do they have the top 10 concerns of the people? And also, there's a recent update of the shooting and killing of women and children who were driving an SUV in Mexico by a drug cartel from about a month ago. Plus, Black History Month honors contributions of a remarkable culture. Finally, events. Ways to appreciate yourselves and others for Valentine's Day and weekend. And it is Fashion Week here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 2020. Places to go and people to meet. Well, good evening, everyone. Most recently here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, within the past 3 weeks, there had been 2 self-inflicted shootings by a single gunshot of 2 different situations involving 4-year-old children. And, of course, they did not survive the shootings. Where do they get these guns? Well, the first child was attended to by a 28-year-old male, the father, who babysat that child and his 3-year-old brother, who said, the father said, he heard shots and saw someone dressed in black running away, as if to try to emphasize that that person was running away because there was a home invasion. It was revealed the next day by the 3-year-old child, who said his brother was playing with the gun and he shot himself. course, the 28-year-old man was arrested and was found he was illegally in possession of a firearm that and he himself had had prior criminal charges, which means he had no business having the firearm. Of course, he was arrested. And I don't know what the actual outcome is yet, but it may still be pending. Additionally, about a month ago, a 14-year-old boy ran after a car while pursuing a rival kid about the same age as the rival, and a couple of friends rode in the back of the rival's grandfather's car. The 79-year-old grandfather was struck and killed, unfortunately, with a gunshot to the back of his head. So the question remains, where do the children get these guns from? It is not just obtainable through one source only. Many of us think it is from their parents' homes. Not necessarily always true. Look at how things have evolved in the past turn of the century and a little before that. There have been a development of video games, for example. The graphics are highly impressionable, especially to young minds. There are some adults that prey on the vulnerability of juvenile emotions. So they develop the graphics to these video games to really affect the drive for people to be able to, as young as they are, seek out and destroy who or whatever. And let's not forget, during my previous stories, we have talked about people who have worked in some of the gun stores across the nation and maybe elsewhere. And just a few days ago, here in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, there was a smash and grab of several guns displayed in a showcase in a store that was broadcasted on television. And once they had accomplished that, they grabbed everything they could out of the showcase in order to acquire it, to make sure that there are sales, mostly on the streets, of course, I'm sure, in the whole process. So you ask, how do you think these children get random guns? There are other ways that have been they have been acquired, unfortunately, at the hands of people who have had a lot of illegal sales, people who have worked for the store. It has been said sometimes in some of the notifications of what goes on out here in the street that those guns have been stolen from the people who own the stores as they had workers to work there, of course. Well, sometimes someone may be deliberately placing these particular guns in the hands of these children, or the children managed to get into the safety hand box that had been provided to supposedly conceal the guns. Some guns have been known to have a provision of what they call a safety lock. The safety lock can also be provided by, for example, the Philadelphia Police Department, or referred to where they can get these free safety locks here in this city. And it looks like a long cable, which has been looped, attached to a regular lock, not that large, and the cable is released for a second and fed through the chambers of these handguns, which will help to prevent some of this happening. But not everyone go through the procedure of doing what is right. So as a result, we get what we get, as the saying goes. So whether it's intentional or not, the legal system, they frown heavily upon any adult, especially adult, who irresponsibly do not try to prevent things from happening to to other people and to themselves. Whether it is intentional or not, the law closely examines each reckless case, and someone will be prosecuted if they are found guilty of not keeping these juvenile children or small children from being able to have access to these handguns. In the process of making sure that they secure the locks, keep in mind that nothing is guaranteed if, say, for example, a child gets the handgun in their possession and find out where you keep your key. What if it's on your keychain to your house and all of a sudden that keychain comes up missing? Or if you think that you're concealing it in a pocket of a coat or even hanging it up in a closet or however you think you're concealing it, children have a tendency to be very watchful of what you do with certain things that they have a curiosity about. So keep in mind, everyone, if you believe in the safety of your children, try to also especially monitor the type of video games that are being played. It's not impossible to monitor them closely, especially if the children go over to the houses as a visit to other children's parents, and that parent may allow it in their house or don't even know it's happening, that their children and or grandchildren are knowledgeable of these games that are out there. I've seen some graphics that were pretty outrageous, sorry to say. And I tell you, ever since about maybe approximately 14 to 15 years ago, there was a particular game where the graphic items will come up on the screen and chase down the police and things of all types of nature that, you know, really unfortunately expose these children to things to do that are out of line. I've heard people defend the use of these graphics, saying that if they decide to go, the children decide to grow up and go into the military, they'll be prepared on how to maybe use these weapons. I presume they think for self-defense. But that's not exactly the best thing to do. Instead of sitting there relying on somebody else to train your child, rely on being able to communicate with them, the importance of what they do, how they do it, without badgering them with it, but making them aware of the pros and cons or the consequences. So considering that, let's not assume that someone else out there is doing our job when we should do the best to do our job ourselves as parents, grandparents, and more. So with that being said, thank you for listening to that segment about the safety and the opportunity for these children to unfortunately get these guns. And start to go to your neighborhood recreation center to see if you can get a professional to have a workshop on what it takes to monitor these kids, as well as be aware of the deviant behavior that's going on out there in the public that may continue as some of these guns are maybe illegally available, or if they are legally obtained, make sure people understand the importance of their position on being able to keep things in perspective with what it takes to have a much more safer environment. Now, to the subject matter of the presidential campaign. It has had so many brutal ups and downs in just the election of becoming the next president for the year 2020 until... It is a shame, but many of the candidates, they are definitely fighting for the chance to be the next actual Democratic candidate to run in the United States election 2020. There have been some wavering gains and some losses in the number of the top five or more people whose names would come up often. Now, it may be more than what I had mentioned, the numbers, as I said, 5 or 6. But at this point, it seemed as though there have been people who have bowed out a little here and there. But it seems that I can at least mention, in alphabetical order, some of the candidates who are still remaining and vying for the position of the next Democratic candidate. When the time comes, when there's a Republican contender, I will mention them too, so it will give you an option on which direction, based on what they have to offer, to see if it will address you anywhere, from here to even overseas, who have an interest in knowing what's going over here. Because, after all, you know, any representative of any country affects all of us. That is the purpose of the United Nations also, for you to be aware who's who and what they may be about and what they can offer. Well, by alphabetical order of the last name, the first contender would be Joe Biden, who is the former vice president of the previous presidential representative under Obama. And he appears to have intact the interests of health care in actually his contention of making sure that we are reached. But I have a feeling he's going to have to come with a better introduction of that, because he has not been doing as well as he, you know, had been presumed to have been doing. But you have to put out things other than just health care. You know, there's a bigger world than just health care, but it is extremely important. So I wouldn't wish to ever demean anybody's and what they have to offer. In addition, there have been some other contenders after Biden and the other contender next in line. I would have to admit, I want to make sure that I don't disavow somebody. There's Mike Bloomberg. He had recently threw his hat in the ring to be a contender. And from what it appears, he have some good issues. One of them had been against a race of people which, you know, he didn't probably expect to come back to haunt him, which was of the African-American community, while he himself, Bloomberg, was a mayor in New York, about stop and frisk. And considering that, other than that, he appeared to be a viable contender, as he's apologetic for not making the best decision. Whoever his advisors were, you have to stop and think. You can't go around stepping on people's feet that did nothing to you, because this is what happens. Then, next in line, alphabetically, there's Pete Buttigieg, I believe his name, Buttigieg or something. He's the person who has been having pretty luck with his actually being considered one of the highest contenders in Iowa, and maybe the next highest down, but not next necessarily in as the highest, when they had the New Hampshire race. There has been, you know, some issues. You know, he is married to a man, and, you know, of course, he knows that it will be controversial, but it didn't stop him from getting certain things. He appears to cover things involving unions and things of that nature. And so he's one of the top 5 to 6 contenders mentioned. And then there's Amy Klobuchar, I believe her name is. She's next in line alphabetically. She had a very, very slow start and was not considered the top 5, but close to it. At one point, but she sort of moved up into, at least for now, third place. But, you know, after all, we still have another state that's going to have to be involved in the selection process coming up. By the way, Bloomberg, he will not be in that particular thing, but he will continue to advertise for himself. And the apologies still are extended, and he learned a lesson from that, according to him. So going back to Amy Klobuchar. So she also, like the others, considered health care. But it appears that a lot of these people are not actually going outside of their normal gain of things to really just acknowledge the fact that we have to be concerned about more than just health care, because this world is made up of many, many issues. And don't forget Elizabeth Warren. But did I ever mention Bernie Sanders? So let me jump ahead and say Bernie Sanders, he's been having a pretty good run for being one of the top contenders for not only health care, but global warming. Global warming has not been included. Global warming is extremely important, just like the other subject matters, because there has been a lack of a lot of the normal seasons that have been, for example, here in Philadelphia. By now we would have had more than one snowstorm that would have occurred. Not that I'm crazy about snowstorms, but realistically, a lot of that has been due to global warming. And he received some information he mentioned months ago about there was some peculiar behavior of the ocean waters, if I'm not mistaken, off the coast of Maryland, east coast in the United States. And it has been predicted, I believe, that within 12 or less years, some things are not going to be reversible. He contends that if the from the findings he's learned, if we don't get it together much sooner than that, that instead of just having millions of dollars attributed to the need for global warming to be reversed at this point, just about, that there may be not only an issue of how much money that will not even be able to resolve the matter, but with it taking on a lot of problems that will be created for the planet itself. And that is a very subject that people don't realize that definitely should be way up there in their health care as well, because after all, this earth wouldn't be able to be inhabited by us. I don't care how much good health we have. So I'm not saying only he brought up the subject matter, but it will be interesting to see who will address that also. Then there's Elizabeth Warren. She has some very admirable qualities as well. After all, she has adamantly discussed her intentions, and with definitely a fever that people don't understand, that if you're going to fight for the country, you're going to make sure you put out there what your intentions are to make it a better place, not just waver on who's going to be the nicest person, and not waver on who might not accomplish something based on material things. That is her position. So, with that being said, with them being the actual top contenders, the order of importance may seem to be fluctuating by their efforts to introduce what they can bring to the table. And keep in mind, there are quite a few people out here who are being affected by the fact that food stamps, which is a multi-million client business across this country, has been keeping many people alive and letting people to just step on your feet and try to reintroduce something that really has no business being fine-tuned. You will find out that there are going to be a lot of people who will turn on other people in the public who do have a means and a ways of being able to eat, because after all, you know, people have to eat. So not only that, but there's an issue regarding the health care, because it is good to be able to address it, especially for the pre-existing conditions, because some people don't never know. Something may come out to haunt them from their past, and they may not realize for that, and also for the restoration of those who are disabled and the seniors, who you, as your family members, if anything happened to them, are going to have to pick up the bill and help them out. It's going to be another issue. You're going to have to basically hold and keep, unfortunately, in order by mentioning who you would like to vote for regarding those issues. Now, that was recently addressed by the former Speaker of the House named Paul Rand, I believe his name was, before he retired, that he did not exactly have a need for including the last two aforementioned people as he went on his way out. But it seems that almost no one emphasized the main other things that also need to be discussed besides that. So go to your town hall meetings. Go to see what your constituents will bring. Bring up something that's just as viable to everybody as well as to yourself. Realistically. Well, just this morning, speaking of those items, on February 16, 2020, on the Sunday morning show here in Philadelphia, Channel 3 for us, there was a young lady who was a broadcast journalist who commented about what would happen next with the bind that she and other millennials, and I'm quite sure other people outside of them, would be going up against. If the subject matters have not been addressed that have been put into place when it comes to student loans, she said. She said, you cannot blame them for looking out for themselves in so many words, she said it. She said some of the other concerns are, amongst them, housing, health care, child care, and college tuition. That she did say. Speaking of housing, there should be a lesson learned from over there in Los Angeles and places surrounding that, especially all up along to the coast of California, in the southern hemisphere especially. People have been losing their housing and for unforeseen reasons, even though they had jobs. She said a lot of it had to do with gentrification, people coming in, taking over the different homes and things of that nature, and leaving people displaced who try to get out there and do an honest day's work for an honest day's pay. In so many words, she said that. And considering that, not only that, but she also said, in so many words, that she would like to see something done about that. Oh, let's not forget, everyone, we also like to know about how the positions of those candidates will take on guns and or gun laws. And for the multi-million dollar, million victims of student loans across the nation of the United States imposed on people who go to their grave still paying for them, it has been a burden that may have put them in their early grave. Another recent concern is about competent schools and conditions of the school your children attend. That has been a complex topic to discuss as well, because that has been going on for a long time and been ignored, but a recent rash of school conditions have been mentioned here in the Philadelphia area who had undergone asbestos treatment and the quality of the subject matters that they cover in school. It's amazing they can talk about sexual issues, but yet and still don't seem to cover enough academic information for these children to become viable contributors to the country as well as to themselves as they learn. Now, let's not forget about taxes, taxes, and more taxes. They have always been a problem for more than a century. Taxing the rich has been questionable by some of the candidates. And at what point do you start to tax the average person or the rich? When and do you go back to the people who have definitely been referred to as obtaining old money as being the rich, and who has had it through inheritances, and unfairly they will not get taxed on the same level as a person trying to make an upcoming viable income? And is it necessary to juggle all of that? Well, I'll let you all answer amongst yourselves. Once I've heard that about $75,000 was considered real money to find very taxable. I don't know where that came from, but that may be unrealistic considering $75 million has been basically overlooked the way it has been discussed by one particular candidate. Well, that roughly will be an estimation. It's not a final, fine-tuned situation. There's a question about, will there be more multimillionaires and billionaires in this country alone, and who will definitely be missed out on for being quoted as a taxable statistic? So the question is, who will deal with the complexity of that subject altogether amongst those candidates? Well, while attending a town hall meeting with a state representative named Kenyatta, recently, you know, said, let's not forget the issue, so many words, of housing and of the food stamp program utilized by many people across the multi-millions of people across the nation, called the SNAP program, acronym for food stamps, in so many words. He said that many people had brought that question up, and he's on a state level, so, but the federal people are the people who had the last say in their contributions. And he was interested in how they're making adjustments or think they're going to make adjustments without him having to give his input on what and how it affects the people in general, who rely on them. And, of course, we will have those people who are crooked enough to turn around and misuse or misobtain the food stamps, but, you know, deal with them as, you know, on a case-by-case basis, as you do have people who monitor certain things if you have to. Maybe he will be the one who will properly address that issue because even though it's a federal issue, as I was saying, he can at least bring it up on behalf of the people who come to him, and as well as other political constituents on the state level on down who can approach the people on a higher level of what's going on. Well, speaking of housing, he said in so many words that it's an atrocity. There's a lot of mayhem, as I mentioned, over Southern California about the average working people having for a few years, the past few years, been put out of their own homes, as I mentioned. Supporting the American dream don't seem what it like used to be. Some of them are sleeping in their cars and in parking lots or in risky environments in their cars with no cars. Those who don't have them, they try to seek refuge while still working on a job. Some people would have even just liked to have a job, but they've been subjected to being either denied some jobs. Sometimes you have to have an address. Sometimes maybe somebody was not decent enough to hire you on a fair basis. But we have yet to see how this will work. What had happened recently is that you may want to see the candidates' take on this whole matter. If you can't reach the candidates through Googling them, then you reach your representatives locally in your town. and see how they would like to hopefully further the aspirations of other candidates to enhance the average person to live like human beings. You would be surprised yourself as to what some of them would understand about your basic needs, but you need to bring it up, because if you don't, you just won't receive any results. And you can't blame anyone and be full of small talk regarding those particular issues. Well, there's also a group of people who were in an SUV down in Mexico that consisted mostly of a few Mormon women and about half dozen of children who were driving near the border of, somewhere in Mexico, the United States is, and they were killed by gunfire and bombs because there was a drug cartel that had most likely mistaken them for one of their enemies. So if that is going on with people who are Mormon down in that particular country, you can imagine how other people here, even in the United States, can see them as a threat and a danger, the drug cartels, I'm assuming, only because they have had to arrest a particular person in order to be able to let it be seen that they are definitely on the job of finding out who had done all of this. And it has been an unfortunate situation, but this is what happened when you have to fight for the most vulnerable people that are here on this earth as a whole in any country who have their back up against the wall. Well, in the past, there has been a question about Black History Month. I have no perfect answer, but when we were taught history in school for many decades, there were many people who have mentioned their contributions to American and worldwide history for the diversity of the children of many cultures to understand why this has been incorporated and became inclusive over that subject matter. Well, we can say thank you to the game show host called Alex Trebek, who hosts the multi-diversity and the multi-seasonal game show that has a lot of popularity, because if it weren't for him and his show, Black History questions and answers, which were included in the show, the series of many questions that were taught in the public about diversity have much more to offer to let people understand that when we are in this world and we have the children to be able to interact and learn how to converse with just community people and people out there in general, yes, there is a Black History Month, thanks to Alex Trebek and his group for making sure that that was included, because after all, as the world goes on, things evolve, things become learned, there are other cultures, but in this particular one, because of it being Black History Month, it was good to bring it to the forefront so people understand why some of those questions were included, who just don't have the understanding and the knowledge because they were always locked in into their mind about there being a limited amount of questions and answers that people are very curious about. People would like to know who invented certain things, who made contributions in the name of civil rights for all, and some of them were Black history historians and or contributors of different types. And considering all of that, we would like to make sure that everybody understands that Black History Month wasn't necessarily meant to teach just African American or anybody of a certain age. it would be also wise to understand what makes the world go round. And that has not been a subject matter for a long time, but as people understand when they learn about diversity, we can understand why certain things have been acknowledged and other things have been produced out in history. Now, there will be a brand new released movie at the theater here in Philadelphia near the Temple University campus, the AMC Theater. That is at 1400 North Broad Street. North Oxford Street, and that's near Broad and Cecil B. Moore Avenues, a block down from it. And they will have a recently released movie in honor of Black History Month this coming Thursday. It starts at 11, but it's advisable that you can get there at 10:30 a.m. That you can take the advantage of it. And in that package, it will be included a small popcorn, fruit-flavored gummies, and a unlimited soda pop for $12 only. And across the street, Barber's Hall will provide several tasty menu items for only $5. A very good menu, an assortment of things to consider. And that will be one particular event that you can attend, as I mentioned, this Thursday coming up. Also, there's a free venue called the African American History and Culture Showcase, which will be at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, 12th and Arch Streets, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The dates are April the 11th and 12th, the year 2020, Easter weekend. Start at 11. If you choose to go there that early, that's optional. And it'll end at 6 p.m. both days. The website to put in for that will be www.blackhistoryshowcase.org. Blackhistoryshowcase.org. You don't have to go there. The name of the game is they just leave the doors open for you to attend and see what you can learn about other people, and you never know, something interesting may become of it. There are several rooms of displays, artifacts, and interesting subject matters. Several, and they're definitely something that you can teach your kids about somebody who maybe invented the cell phone and things of that nature. So, also in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we will be having a Fashion District Fashion Week on February the 18th at, of course, the year 2020, at the mall in Center City, 901 Market Street, Center City being the hub of all of the fashion districts and the different various new coming stores that have really encompassed a lot of the downtown district. Also, there will be a fashion district party at the same location, 901 Market Street, at 7 p.m., Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and there was no mention of a cover charge. So please don't say that I told them they could come for, that you could come for free, but I have a feeling that it may be applicable. I just wanted to say thank you all for listening, and I hope you had as great a Valentine's Day as I had. Beside other small venues, I attended a heart-healthy workshop at Thomas Jefferson Hospital on Friday, you know, February the 14th. It was a heart-healthy lunch brunch, which was included, and it was free to the general public. Very nice. It started at 12 noon. It definitely had a wonderful turnout and was serviced by a group of fabulous volunteers. I also attended the Women's Veterans Center, and they had a complimentary brunch, which was themed, and a small gift contributed to the attendees. It was called Galentine's Day, In other words, all the gals gather, and they definitely just sit around and acquaint themselves and have a very, very lovely day. Then topping it off, I had went to a Valentine's gathering at Barber's Hall in the early evening. It was fun, it was safe, and it was appreciated. The point is how to first love yourself, and you can love others with the different inexpensive venues that are available. And with that being said, I hope you all can just bear with us. We are definitely bringing to the table the call of salvation. And with that being said, we would like to introduce the next person who will present it. So thank you. The call of salvation.
All right. Yes. All right. Praise the Lord for tonight's information that you provided tonight. We thank you so much, Sister Antonia, for providing some of the insight of a lot of the subjects that you bring up. And I'm going to go ahead and do the call of salvation, and right after I'm going to go ahead and do our announcements, and then we're going to turn the show back over to Sister Antonia. So the call of salvation is pretty simple. It's an introduction to Christ. You know, it's your first step, you know, of in introducing him into your heart. And one of the ways you do it is you accept the gift that he left, which is his only begotten son. And, you know, he made a great sacrifice for us. You know, he sacrificed his son on the cross in Calvary, you know, to absolve of our sins. You know, and we have to make sure that we reciprocate what he did. We have to understand that we have to renounce all our sins. We, you know, just become a new person, basically. You know, and once you do that, you know, and you have to, you know, admit with the tongue that, you know, I'm a sinner and I wish to renounce my ways. And once you do that, you're saved. You know, you just have to make sure you tell someone, just let them know that I've changed my life over and I've chosen to, you know, I've chosen to turn over a new leaf in life. You know, one of the things that we suggest you do once you turn your life over to Christ is we hope you find a Bible-believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary that nurtures the word of Christ. You know, if you can't find that church home, you know, this is a church without walls here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And we are here almost each and every night that we're able to broadcast. So please feel free to, you know, stick with us until you find that church home. And I'm just going to go ahead into the announcements real quick. If you want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can correspond with us here at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com, where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or say a prayer request or let us know that you turn your life over to Christ. And we greatly appreciate that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. We invite you to like us on Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements. With that being said, also, with any of our social media links, you can follow our morning walk in prayer on Anchor.com or Anchor FM. And if you can't find our pages on Anchor.com or Anchor FM, just follow the link to one of our social media pages, and you will find our morning walk with God and our morning prayer. And we thank you so much. And also, if you want to hear any of our past or previous shows, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. Where you can simply type in the host name or the show name, and you can hear that show at your convenience and in its entirety. And we thank you so much. We thank those that are listening to us online and via phone. We thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It. And it's going to be our trio of ladies consisting of Sister Adrienne, Sister Janice, and Sister Tylene. And we hope you'll be able to join us. And like I said, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for Let's Talk About It with our trio hosts. Of Sister Adrienne, Sister Janice, and Sister Tylene. And we thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you so much. Anytime you want to call in, if you're online, you can call in on the phone numbers of 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. And, of course, anytime you want to talk to the host, hit the number one. And with that being said, it's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to bring back on Sister Antonia. Sister Antonia?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Brother Rob. And considering All right. And just as he said, you know, by the grace of God and Jesus being at the helm to navigate whatever we need to do to be, make sure we keep our promise to God, what we need to do to be able to go forward and to stay grounded in what is right, I say, you know, I'm not going to try to rub religion into your veins or anything of that nature, or have them to have anybody allow themselves to use religion to badger anybody. But keep in mind, it is God's work first and foremost. You know, when you say Valentine's Day, some people, you know, they really enjoy Valentine's Day as a holiday. But Valentine's Day also means love, love of any type. But if we can first keep God first in our heart, we find out that love for everybody else, there's plenty of it to go around from us as individuals. And if we don't want to, we're not compelled to. But keep in mind what makes the world go round, being cohesive with God and whatever he gave us to make sure he looked out for us. It won't hurt to spread the love that was sent from him through Jesus in order to make sure that we continue to go forward. After all, this world is made up of many people and made up of different types of opinions and what have you. But try to do your best to stay on the straight and narrow so we can remember all that we have been helped with. Thank you so much for understanding. Yes, so back to the issue of the voting process. My purpose is not to sway your vote, but to let you understand why I have been guilty of it once in a while, too, watching the political process for the sake of what will go on in our families and our lives and the people we love that are around us, the people who in our community will affect us and we affect them, will matter based on our understanding or trying to understand who has what to offer out here. Now, we're definitely still for things like the missile program and just giving money away just because taxes are collected, just because it's there to be given, should not be an issue. Even the millennials, they're starting to grasp the idea if they want something, they have to also participate. Everybody who may not be a millennial or whatever of the stage, they have to understand that they do their fair share and trying to make their contribution for the right reasons and for sound minds. Because after all, if you don't, then what happens is this world would not be the world that we are supposedly living in order to be able to live like we should as human beings. This world would wind up being in the hands of people who only do what they're taught to do, which is address the issues of those who are influencing them because they're on top. It is not my business to turn around and tell you who to vote for. But keep in mind the way that some people get away with influencing who can get health care, that could be really not something that it should be dropped in your lap. Because keep in mind also, if you let people drop the health care of someone in your family into your lap, that may be because they're disabled or they may be way up in age or something, you may be the person who will have to pick up the tab financially in order to compensate what goes on with them. You would like to have a say-so on assisting them so it would not be an issue of them having to go in your pocket with money that you don't even have to spare. So the best thing to do is just to address it right for the right reasons, not out of greed, not out of selfishness, not out of anything negative. Just make sure it is controlled, the decision-making, by your encouragement, too, for all the right reasons. There will be times when you're going to be met with challenges involving things that even some people who are of a middle-class environment, let alone people who definitely were of a low-income environment, had been challenged with. And some of them had to digress, from what I hear, getting food stamps. Anytime you have people in the military who have been known to have had to rely on food stamps, and here they're serving the country, it make you wonder what is going on with this decision making and this definitely change in climate on how and why it is determined how people will be able to eat, let alone have clothes on their backs and at least a humble roof over their head, at least. And it shouldn't have to be that way, because it's enough out here to make sure that we all can make wise decisions on how things really can happen. It shouldn't be an issue about, well, these people can eat and those can't, when they don't even know who's making the decisions that are influencing they themselves who are in power, as they call it. And power should not be an issue of who has control over people. Power should be an issue of who influences what is right for people who especially don't have the ability to help themselves even when they try to. Hopefully we will get the right people in the office and stop playing these back and forth games of the Democrats versus Republicans. And it's not only the people in the office who are doing it, but there are people out here who feel as though that they're going to make a game out of it. We're talking about people's lives being influenced by these games. I heard of democratic socialism that was mentioned by the young lady who I spoke of from the Sunday morning show. It had some good things about it, but, you know, with the democratic process that's supposed to represent everybody, we don't want to over-insert any of their opinions based on democratic socialism. We want to know, are the people being taken care of? Now, whoever does it and does it right, I give them credit. We don't want to go by special interest groups if possible. But if you do include them, make sure that they keep in mind it's not just about their group. It's about the human society altogether. Some of the things that are addressed here may even extend across the waters into other countries. And which, if it's done right, if they're not just feeding them money, if it's done correctly, they could be involved in winning what it takes to be able to keep themselves together as well. I know people are expendable according to the way some people try to make it seem. And when you take people's lives for granted, don't think that you're going to be the winner of everything that goes on out here. Some people just pretend to be advocators for what's right. And some people do walk the walk, as the saying goes, and talk the talk and walk the walk. In other words, they definitely adhere by the human being as an addition to anything that goes on. Yes, people die by the masses, but a lot of that could be prevented if you just did your fair share by just merely walking to the voting booth. Yes, we do have a need for some of the funds that'll be federally juggled by groups that are different people that are on the payroll for science and the NASA program, things of that nature. But just make sure they're not splurging. They're making viable contributions for the right reasons, not to be lining people's pockets. Make them work for it. You have to work for it too. So if your contributions will be the thing that'll get these people up and running and doing what they claim they're representing, by all means, that's a good thing. And keep in mind, the next time when they get up there and do that debate, speaking of the Democrats, since I'm speaking of them at this time, make sure you listen closely as to what they're representing, and don't let them shortchange you or give you what they consider the popular subject matter and eliminate all others. Even if they don't mention it on the same vein as the occupancy for health care, for example, then make sure that they let you get the opportunity to hear whatever they can bring to your table. After all, if they can turn around and take taxes out, that'll keep their payroll going, and to keep the payroll of the other people out there that are in high positions going, they can definitely make sure they address what you need to make sure you can go forward. So with that being said, with the God, the great grace of God and all of what he's brought to us, if you have a wonderful month, I will talk to you again on the third Sunday in each month, and most likely I will be present at the news forum whenever it's presented, and I hope you have a blessed night. Good night.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.